AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Senate worked through the night on President Trump's big, beautiful bill. It includes tax breaks, spending cuts, and new funds for defense and deportations. Republicans are trying to shore up support and say it would boost the economy. Democrats and some Republicans expressed worry that millions of people would lose health care. Authorities in northern Idaho say the man behind Sunday's wildfire and gunfire attack shot at the three firefighters after they asked him to move his vehicle. Two firefighters were killed, and a third was critically wounded Sunday after responding to the fire near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The county sheriff says it appears the suspect killed himself. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador earlier this year remains in federal custody.
A federal judge in Tennessee has ruled that Kilmer Abrego Garcia will stay in jail for now over concerns of his lawyers that he could be deported if released. They cite contradictory statements by the Trump administration about what they intend to do with Abrego Garcia. The Justice Department told the AP last week he's been charged with horrific crimes that it will prosecute before moving to deport him. At the same time, however, a Justice Department attorney told a federal judge in Maryland the U.S. government plans to deport Abrego Garcia to a third country that isn't El Salvador, saying there was no timeline. Abrego Garcia's attorneys say the administration's trying to deport him before he's had a chance to defend himself at trial. They call the human smuggling charges preposterous. I'm Ben Thomas.
Flossie has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane off Mexico's southwestern Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says as of Tuesday morning, Flossie's maximum sustained winds had reached 80 miles per hour. Its center is forecast to remain offshore, but several Mexican states can see up to 8 inches of rain into Wednesday. This is AP News. More than 300 people have been charged in a $14.6 billion healthcare fraud takedown.
The Justice Department uncovering nearly $15 billion in false government healthcare claims through an international scheme operating out of Russia and other countries and involving stolen U.S. identities. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who heads Medicare and Medicaid, says it's the largest DOJ healthcare fraud takedown in history.
The fact that it's been possible that you could have $15 billion to play in this endeavor is shameful.
$14.6 billion were the intended losses. $2.9 billion was the actual loss, says the DOJ's Matthew Galeotti.
These criminals didn't just steal someone else's money. They stole from you.
More than 320 people were charged in the scheme. Law enforcement seized more than $245 million in cash, luxury vehicles, cryptocurrency, and other assets. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,